We're going to talk with someone who's put together a company who's to develop this new technology. Well, the technology's developed. They're just trying to sell it. It's not a replacement for the black box technology that that we know. Tells people what happened when a plane has an adverse event. Is that what they call them? Goes down, basically. Currently, when a plane crashes, they try to find the black box and then try to decipher from the information collected on that. They try to figure out what happened to the plane. We're going to talk to someone who's developed a new technology that actually monitors all the systems on a plane and can alert ground crew if something's going wrong, and then they can tell the pilots and hopefully things can be avoided. Well, for decades, the black box technology used in modern aircraft has helped investigators figure out the events that led to a crash. The black box isn't flawless, and it can only help after an event has occurred. And if the black box isn't recovered, experts can only guess at what went wrong, as is the case in the Air France jet that went down off Brazil, parts of which were recovered this week. Now, a Canadian company believes it has found a way to monitor systems on an airplane and alert ground crews when something goes wrong before the plane gets in serious trouble. Viraf Kapadia is the CEO of Star Navigation Group. He joins us this afternoon to tell us more. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, before we start talking about your technology, just to make sure that we all, you know, understand each other, I wonder if you can explain a little bit how the current black box technology works.
The black box has been in place for the last 60-plus years, and basically what it does, it's reactive whenever an event happens, whether it's a major accident or a slip on the runway or a sort of a some sort of an event, then they look at it and analyze it. Whereas my system is completely proactive. Black box is reactive.
So can you explain the difference a little bit? Yours is...
Ours is proactive. We actually do trend monitoring and look at the systems as they happen, as the aircraft flies. And within milliseconds, if there is an issue, we can point out to the ground what the issue is. Depending on the intensity of the issue, messages are sent to the right people concerned. However, with the black box, you do not get pre-warnings. All you can do is hope that once the flight has ended and hope it never crashes, then it can be analyzed.
Can you give me a rundown on how your system works?
Basically, our system is a server on board the aircraft. On each aircraft, we have to have a server, and it picks up information from various data buses like the flight data acquisition unit, the black box, the flight management computer. There are 8 computers on board most aircraft. They are technically called the 429 and 717 data buses. And we pick up all the information. We make sure it's filtered. We don't give wrong information. We don't want to raise sort of alarms when things are working all right because one parameter has been breached. So basically what we do is filter it and give out the right information to the ground, and they can take control of it, or they can do things later when the plane lands if it's not an issue that affects that particular flight.
And so the information is being constantly relayed to the ground. So
what we do is we analyze. I believe we are the first, if not the only company, which do real live flight data analysis. We analyze the data while the plane is flying.
And how has the air industry responded to this technology so far?
Everyone thinks everyone is safe. No one is going to admit that planes are not safe, and I don't think aircraft are unsafe. However, there are issues that can happen. Sometimes it's pilot errors, sometimes it's equipment failures, sometimes it's deterioration in equipment. All these things can add up to, as you know, that every accident is possibly the result of several incidences, and that's what we try to avoid, the incidences that happen, and if we can catch all of them before it becomes an issue.
The information that's being relayed, is it protected if something happens on a plane and the plane goes down?
Absolutely, it's protected, encrypted, the same as the financial institutions. But again, it keeps changing every few hours, so no one can actually misuse the information.
Now, from taking the Air France flight that crashed off the coast of Brazil as an example, they still haven't recovered the information recorded by the black box in that particular case. They don't really know why the plane went down. Can you give me, is this an example where you think your system would be better suited than the black box?
Unfortunately, I have to say yes, our system would be suited because it was really set on the 228 lives that were lost when it happened for Air France. But coming back to our system, yes, trend monitoring would have picked up any deterioration in systems like the pitot tubes or whatever it was, and we would have probably known much before that particular ill-fated flight.
So is the system designed to sort of warn pilots or warn ground crew that something...
No, it's always to ground crew because the pilots have enough on their hands while they're flying, and you don't want to sort of load them with more information, because sometimes, most times actually, if you give too much information, they have to sift through it and see if what is relevant to that flight. So it's better to send it to the ground where there's unlimited resources and they can come back to the pilots within milliseconds and tell them if there is a major issue.
Now, you've developed this technology, and the air industry is looking at using it. I mean, what's the next step in you getting your product?
Just to give you an idea that we are working with the European Black Box Group and also with the SET Optimi project and SAESR, which are all as a result of the issues that have happened in the South American case for Air France. So what they are doing is they're trying to get alternative technology, and basically instead of relying on the black box or the beacons, they're looking at what can be downloaded down sort of data, what data can be sent down to the ground before an unfortunate event happens. However, I would go and even say one more step and say, look, we are trying to avoid the plane going down. The reason is, if you're doing trend monitoring, you would know what is going wrong if the systems are deteriorating, and that is where the aircraft, the engineers, the safety people, flight ops people could take action and say, look, let's ground this aircraft or get it serviced before it takes off again.
Well, when do you hope and expect your technology to be part of the air travel system?
It is at the moment being considered by me, and if someone wants to, they can look at our website, or we are on the TSX, so under Star Navigation, and see we have press releases to the effect that we are working with major corporations who are specialists in aircraft, and their sister concerns actually make aircraft. So we have been recognized, and we are working towards hopefully a mandate of a system like ours.
Any idea when?
I would say the studies are being conducted by the French Aviation Authority and also from the initiatives from European Aviation Authorities, and we are hoping that in the next short while our system would be tested properly and they would look at it and hopefully mandate a system like ours.
Mr. Kapadia, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, and I appreciate it. And if anyone is interested, they can look at our website, which is www.star-navigation.com. And we are a publicly traded company on the TSX Venture.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Viref Kapadia is the CEO of Star Navigation Group. So-